You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Meek Mill. Oh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yo, man, it has been quite a journey.
Yeah.
I mean, for everybody who's been watching your life, just in what feels like the period of a year, you've gone from someone who was in prison looking at spending multiple years behind bars,
yeah,
to being number one on the Billboard charts and being free again.
Yeah. Thank God.
Are there mornings where you wake up still fearing the idea of going back to jail?
Yeah, I wake up every day fearing I'm going back to jail. I'm on bail. I don't know if anybody know what that means. The Supreme Court overturned my sentence and gave me a bail and gave me a chance to actually refight the case. I'm originally on probation. I was put on probation for a case at the age of 18, falsely accused. And, you know, where I come from, like, the value of getting arrested was just, like, the way we valued ourselves, it was just, like, a normal thing. If a cop blamed someone, you took a deal or you went to court and you lost a case that for something you didn't do. And as I got older, I got around, like, more powerful people and met people around the world where people valued themselves more. And one day I always used to ask my friend, like, yo, you think I pointed a gun at three or four cops? He white. And I was like, you think I pointed a gun at four or five cops and got away with it without a single shot being fired? And he always used to say no, but I didn't think he understood what I was really saying to
right.
him. So, you know, I used to say it all the time. And when I actually got sentenced to the 2 to 4 years, it stemmed back from what I actually was found guilty for, a crime that I did not commit. I don't know if anybody watched, like, social media, what happens to young black men when you even flash a gun. You don't even have to point a gun at a police officer in America right now. And, you know, sometimes them situations turn out tragic. And, you know, as life went on in my cell, you know, I just told my friends, like, yo, let's go look at this case from the beginning. Let's go check into it. And we had investigators check into this case top to bottom. Most of the people that even arrested me, testified on me, were found guilty for lying of a criminal activity. And actually, a bunch of people got let out due to the investigating these police officers.
It's interesting that your case and your story became, in many ways, what opened up a Pandora's box. People talk about how America's criminal justice system is broken.
Yeah.
But now it had a face. Meek Mill, here he was. He was successful. He was selling albums. He was rich. He was doing well. But
yeah,
even he became a victim to the system. Do you think that now, without wanting it, you've now taken on that mantle of being an advocate for criminal justice reform?
Yeah, I kind of think it was placed on my lap. It was the basis of it. Like, people used to say, like, it's not about him. No, it's not about me. It's actually about I got found guilty at 18 for a crime I didn't do. I'm 31 years old. I've never been back to prison for crime ever again in my life. And I was sentenced to a 2 to 4 year sentence at 31 years old when I'm at a successful stage in my life. So you gotta imagine people who grew up in bad environments who get put on probation probably for petty things and long-term probations.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that the probation, it basically re-ups every single time. So you're basically in this world where it's like, this is your probation, but then something small can happen. You can have an altercation with the cops where you didn't do something wrong, but the cops...
Yeah.
And now you go... Now it's more and more and more, and you're basically permanently at risk of going back to prison. And in this album, I think what's really powerful is, I mean, you've always made music about your life.
Yeah.
But Championships is honestly one of the most gripping albums I've ever listened to, because you talk about what it's like to be behind bars, and it's not funny, it's not cool.
No.
It's scary, man. You talk about hearing the screams of people being raped in prison.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, how prisoners are being treated behind bars by the guards. And in many ways, you remind people that there are humans on the other side of the bars. We always say criminals.
Yeah.
But there are humans suffering through this. Like, does that stick with you when you leave?
Yeah, it was just a big deal when I got sentenced to a state sentence. And, you know, a lot of them kids in there was sentenced to state sentence. They took deals because they didn't have lawyer money. Like, you
right.
know, they got a system called public defenders. If you can't afford a private attorney, the state will assist you with a public defender. A public defender would go over this case, over your case probably in 4 or 5 minutes and, you know, take you in the courtroom.
Right,
it had to be
right,
your
right.
life. So most of the times, these kids are charged with 10, 20 charges where they're facing 45 years, 30 years for things that they most likely didn't even do. They end up taking deals for 4 or 5 years or 3 years with a bunch of parole probation, and they'll forever be scarred. You won't be able to get a job. You won't be able to attend certain schools. Even me, myself, I try to move in certain areas just to having an embarrassing record of cops saying I pointed a gun at two police officers. Certain areas I couldn't move in. One time my bank account was closed because I had felonies on my record, and I'm moving so forward in my life. It just made me want to stand up and speak for people who are caught up in the system and maybe trying to move forward in their lives. And
when you...
This, like, a lot of people, some people... I heard people say, like, he's not the face, he shouldn't be the face. I'm like, why? I don't want to be the face. I just want to help out and help bring change to the world.
Which is amazing. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I like to rap. I like to take care of my family.
Right. Can I ask you a question? I mean, Meek Mill, for a lot of people, you know, popped into their lives because of a beef with Drake.
Yeah.
Right? There was a huge beef with Drake, and there was back-to-back, and this was all going on.
Yeah.
And then Meek Mill gets arrested, you go to prison, you come out, and then you squash the beef with Drake, and you guys genuinely work through it, not even like a PR thing, you work through it as human beings. When you go to prison, does it feel like a rap beef is just a waste of time?
Yeah, basically. Prison is... I play ping pong, I play chess, read some books.
Right.
Yeah, it was nothing that I could really benefit from. I already had my path where I was headed to. You know, I employ people, I'm employed myself. I do a lot of charity, so,
right.
you know, I wasn't really getting into too many of the programs they had going on. So, you know, I worked on my ping pong, learned how to play chess. Chess taught me patience. It was a waste of time, I feel like, definitely.
When you came out, you immediately went into this world of advocating for the people who spoke to you. People wrote you letters.
Yeah.
You know, fans who said to you, hey, you've inspired me, not from prison, but just in life.
Yeah.
You've inspired me to get over obstacles. And now you're fighting for America to change its ways. What would you like to see changed in America's prison system?
Probation and parole should have standards to it. Me, I've been on probation from 18 years old. I'm 31 years old. I haven't been in jail since. If I decided to cross the bridge to go to New Jersey without calling my probation officer with forgetting, I could actually go to prison. Or if I got pulled over or got a traffic ticket, police contact is a violation. If I come in contact with the police and a judge decides that she don't like the contact that I came in with police, it doesn't have to involve a crime. It doesn't have to... You could be innocent. Like, I got sentenced to 2 to 4 years for popping a willy. I got arrested in New York for popping a willy, which actually they charged me with an F1 felony. When I went to court, the case was thrown out. I didn't even get a traffic ticket for popping a willy.
Right.
I still was sent to jail for that. You know what I'm saying? And just police contact on probation is really jail time, basically. And for people that look like me and come from the environments I come from, police contact happens on a daily basis. Me, I've probably been searched by police 5,000 times in my life, you
right.
know what I'm saying? And not speaking saying all cops are bad, but I just think that's a bad dynamic to put people like me in. Bail reform, at one point, I was locked up with a guy, his bail was $100. He spent 28 months in prison. And
because he couldn't pay $100.
Because he couldn't pay $100. And that was taxpayer money. Like, we had to pay for this guy to be in jail for 28 months because he lured it 2 times in his life. He had a drug addiction. I don't think that was really the proper thing. Me being in prison, and I know a lot of people hear about prison and thinking like it's like the movies. No, it's really like a mental institution. A lot of people are addicts and went to prison for probation violations because they was addicted to opioids, marijuana, cocaine.
Right.
And they're put in prisons. I think that them type of things should be handled accordingly. I think people that have addiction should go to rehab. You shouldn't go to a prison. People... I don't think people really realize how deep it is. Like, I used to read comments on when I came home on the internet, he broke probation, go to jail. I'm like, yo, I willied the bike. I willied the motorcycle. I don't know if any of y'all got kids that have dirt bikes. I'm in love with dirt bikes. That's what I like to do. I willied the dirt bike. I went from willing a dirt bike to being locked in a cell 23 hours a day with shackles on my ankle, on my wrists, not able to be able to contact my family and going through traumatizing things. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not a threat to society, and nobody that is a threat to society should be placed in these type of conditions because everybody don't make it back from that. Like, I'm telling you, hearing men scream, he probably won't never recover from what happened to him in that prison. He probably was locked up for the smallest thing in the world. And it's like, in America, we make it like it's just a normal thing. Some people belong to be in jail. We have dangerous people and people who cause harm and don't offer nothing to society. And you also have the 30%, 40% who are here for technical violations and violations and not committing crime, and people who took plea deals because they couldn't afford lawyers and things like that. So, you know, it's so many layers to it. Me, I'm here and on shows like this to really deliver my experience of what I went through, you know what I'm saying? Because American can view me as a normal person. They know I have a job. They know I'm not committing crime. And I'm delivering my message just to the world so we can start on a path of change.
Can I tell you, that's something I found interesting, is you have an album out.
Yeah.
And I've watched you go on multiple shows, and you don't seem to need to speak about the album. You don't push it. You don't...
Yeah.
I mean... And it's an amazing album. It's at number 1.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hot. I think I'm hot.
No, I mean, it's amazing to see. It's amazing to see because, I mean, many people would say, hey, I mean, there's this little criminal justice thing, but at the same time, I got to make my money. But you're out there, and it really is something that's close to your heart. And I honestly admire that about you as a human being because it's bigger than money. It's bigger than anything else that you're doing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people are still buying the music and
they're
buying the
album.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get around to that, you know? It's almost nerve-wracking coming on a TV show trying to explain your innocence, trying to speak up for voiceless people. I have so many people that I was locked up with that are dedicated to me speaking out or trying to even get a voice for people to hear their cries of that situation. So you always know you do a TV interview, it might be 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, sometimes even 2, 3 minutes. It's nerve-wracking to even try to think about what I have to say and to compensate the people who don't have a voice or even promote my album. So, you know, I just try to freestyle, and most of the time we end up talking about justice reform. So, you know.
But I also want to talk about the album, though. I want to talk about the music. I want to talk about the state of mind Meek Mill gets into when he gets back in the studio. Where do you find your joy? You know, you come from this place where your freedom is taken away from you, something that the one thing that human beings need more than anything, their freedom. It's taken away from you. You are reminded of how thin that thread is.
Yeah.
But you still have to find your joy because the album is not only painful. There's bangers, as you say.
Yeah.
People are dancing. You know, there's still fun. Where do you find that joy?
I never wrote a song in prison. I was so depressed and stressed out. I couldn't find the time to actually sit down and make a rap. But I always wanted to explain this like on platforms like this. A lot of people hear rap music, and sometimes you hear people talk about violence, drugs, and things like that. We actually grew up in these environments our whole lives. I'm 31 years old. From the age of 1 year old to 22 years old, maybe, until I got a record deal, I grew up in a ruthless environment. A lot of people, some people grew up in love, some people grew up in hate. I grew up in, like, the hate survival area where we seen a lot of bad. So now... I still know people, I have family members who live in that, and you know, we speak on them things. It's like a social forecaster. And I just wanted to deliver my message in a way where all America can view and see what we go through coming from where I come from. And I think I'm a good representative because I changed my life around, even growing up in hate and survival mode. And I speak on a lot of things. Like, I talk about the opioid addiction in my city where, like, most young guys do Percocets. And I talk about guys getting caught up and being influenced by other guys and going to jail and losing that freedom by making bad decisions. And I also talk about the fun side of my life, actually having money, making money, and living. Because sometimes that inspired people, too, coming from where I come from. We never had
you gotta remember.
Anything. The first person I seen was Allen Iverson. He's the first African-American I seen, like, with a real nice car. And where I was at, nobody really had nothing. And that inspired me to be bigger in life. So, you know, if you see me on Instagram or something and I'm flaunting a little bit, don't take it personal. I'm just trying to inspire.
No, man. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show.
All right, thank you for having me.
I appreciate everything
that
you do, man. Thank you so much. Championships is available now. It is fire. Meet Neil, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.